Good morning, everybody, and welcome on this chilly, chilly, cool morning, the first of many such, I'm afraid, but it's lovely to all be here today for a very special service, which is going to be led for us by the wonderful people that make up Tiger Club and a couple of extra helpers that they've roped in to help them along with everything. So we thank you to the helpers. Before we get started, I have a couple of quick notices. The first of which is to say a very big thank you. At the beginning of September, I stood up here with the church wardens and we shared that the finances of the church had been going okay, but we were running a shortfall of about £700 a month. And we had a target of about £5,000 that we were hoping to try and hit as a short-term goal to help us with some of the things that we're doing. We're immensely grateful to those who have made donations already and to those who have increased their regular giving. This has made a big difference. We're about two-thirds of the way towards that £5,000. And our monthly income is now, the shortfall has now reduced to just less than £500. We'd like to say a big thank you to all those who have responded, but if you haven't yet got around to it, and I've had a couple of people say, oh, I've been meaning to do that, we'd be very grateful if you could do so. If you'd like to chat to me or Alison or one of the church wardens about how to do that, please feel free to catch us after the service and we'll be very happy to help. Another thank you, and this one is actually a very important thank you, and it doesn't come from me. Last week we had our harvest services, to which many of you brought donations of non-perishable food goods. These went off to Wickham Women's Aid, and we've had a lovely letter from them, which I would like to read to you now. They say, "Dear friends, on behalf of all at Wickham Women's Aid, can you please pass on our huge thanks to all at Holy Trinity Pen and St. Margaret's Tyler's Green for the absolutely wonderful donation of Harvest Festival produce that David very kindly brought to us yesterday afternoon. We do appreciate your generosity and everything is absolutely lovely, as it always is, and exactly the sorts of items that are needed. Our food stores have been looking rather depleted for a few weeks now, but your donation has made a huge difference. We are extremely grateful for the continued year after year support from both Holy Trinity Pen and St. Margaret's Tyler's Green. We really do appreciate it. And please be assured that your kindness is directly benefiting the women and children that we work with. Thank you once again with all best wishes, Sophie, on behalf of Wickham Women's Aid." So thank you, because you have made a real difference. And I think it's only right that we say a quick prayer for them and all the work that they are doing with those that are so grateful to be supported by them. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for Wickham Women's Aid and for all those who, through fate and circumstances and all the situations that have happened, find themselves in need of help and support. We pray that your Holy Spirit will be with them, that you will comfort them and strengthen them. We ask that the gifts that we have given may be used well and be a blessing to them. May they know that they are loved and that in you there is healing and peace. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Our last notice is to say that next Sunday we have a joint service here at St. Margaret's at 10 o'clock to celebrate the sort of annual remembrance of the founding of St. Margaret's. And I'm quite pleased to be able to say that we will be joined on that occasion by Bishop Jonathan Merrick, who was the former Bishop of King's Lynn. He happened to be the bishop who I spoke with as part of my discerning whether or not to go forward to be ordained. And actually, when it came to it, I said, I don't think I should do this. I would make a really bad vicar. I would be an awful priest. And he said, no, Samuel, go to Durham, spend a couple of years there, and it will all be fine. So if you want to complain to anyone about anything that's going on here, come next Sunday and let him know what you think about what's happened, unleashing this strange person onto this lovely parish. So do come join us 10 o'clock next week. It will be lovely to have you all here as we remember what it means to be St. Margaret's. with all of that said, I think that's enough from me. I'm going to hand over to those who are really in charge this morning and ask if they could come up and let us know how we're starting our worship this morning. So, Beth, are you coming forwards? Thank you. Come speak into the microphone. Yep. What are we starting with today?
Hymn 40.
Hymn number 40, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. Thank you. Let us say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love your Lord God with all your heart, with your soul, with your mind, with all your strength.
The second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. Would you please be seated? Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, the giver of life, whose Holy Spirit wells up within your church, by the Spirit's gifts, equip us to live the gospel of Christ and make us eager to do your will, that we may share with the whole creation the joys of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And so we remain seated to hear our Bible readings.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Job, chapter 23, beginning to read at verse 1. Then Job replied, "Even today my complaint is bitter. His hands is heavy in spite of my groaning. If only I knew where to find him, if only I could go to his dwelling. I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would find out what he would answer to me and consider what he would say to me. Would he vigorously oppose me? No, he would not press charges against me. There the upright can establish their innocence before him, and there I would be delivered forever from my judge. But if I go to the east, he is not there. If I go to the west, I do not find him. When he is at work in the north, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me, yet I am not silenced by the darkness, by the thick darkness that covers my face. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 to 6. For the word of the God is live and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges through and attitudes of the heart. Nothing is in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize and with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And so let us stand and sing our next song, number 646. All I once held dear.
Thank you.
Now my heart's desire is to know you more, to be found in you and known as yours, to possess by faith what I could not earn, all surpassing gift of righteousness. Let us hold those words in our minds as we sit and experience a sketch based on our gospel reading for today from Mark chapter 10.
Hi there. Is this the kingdom of heaven?
Indeed it is. Welcome, my friend, to the pearly gates. My name is St. Peter. Now then, what have you got with you?
I don't really have anything. All my money went on heating and rent and food for the kids and paying my mobile, you know, so the kids had internet and you could do their homework.
But it looks like you've got something in your hand there. Let's have a look.
I do. I have my phone.
Let's take a look. Oh, look at that. Lovely pics of the family. Families can be tough, but so important. And look at these delightful ones of taking care of your old nan. Delightful. Let's have a look at the emails. Do you mind? I see you've sent some campaigning emails.
Yeah, you do what you can. I trusted God to help me out, and I knew he helps others through me. I couldn't do much, but emails are free, so I felt I was doing my bit.
So you think you have nothing, but my friend, you're rich in what matters. Trust in God and care for your neighbour. In you come.
Well, thanks.
And here's someone else. No rest for the wicked. Hello there. Welcome to the pearly gates.
That amazing. And you might be then, Peter. I'm such a fan.
Oh, you're too kind. Now then, have you got anything?
Do what has to pay to get in. I read on my old Bible that I'm reading. Nothing to not pray, but always care for me.
Well, my friend, that's your trust in God. That's your ticket inside. Off you go, and if you see Gabriel, tell him he owes me a pint.
Sure, lady. Sorry, can you help me with this?
Of course. Now then, what have we got here?
Okay, well, first, here's my CV. Impressive reading, I'm sure you'll agree. I got myself an MBA. I paid for that out of my own hard work. Here are the deeds to my house and my ski chalet, and some photos from last holiday in Mallorca, and all the receipts and charity donations I made, because that's what the good person does at Christmas, and some of the dedications on the galleries I helped to create, because we should all support the arts.
Fantastic. And the rest of the stuff?
Yeah, that's all my cosmetics and clothes I'll be needing for the Kingdom of Heaven. Plus the jewellery, some books, and some CDs, so I don't get bored or become boring. Am I right? So, can I come in?
Of course. Let's get rid of all this stuff.
Oh, that's not for you. That's mine.
Well, you can't get in with that lot. It won't fit.
What do you mean it won't fit? Okay, I'll give you these books.
Yeah, and the clothes, and the houses, and all the kudos and praise you got for the charity work.
You can't take those away. I worked hard for those. Where will I live? What will I eat?
Look, rich people can't get in.
But I've gotten into everything in my life. I just pay the price or get to know the right people. Why should this be any different? I'll do whatever you like. I'll pay someone to help out my neighbour. I just don't want to give up all this stuff that I worked for. After all, it's mine. Why should I give it away? It's mine, after all. Come on, I've heard it's amazing that. Peace, love. What can I do?
Sorry, no can do.
My riches made me think I could get everything I wanted, but I can't give up my house or my food. I'll starve. I'll have nowhere to live. I can't give up my clothes. No one will want to be my friend. I'm too afraid. I wish there was someone who could help me.
You know what? I'll ask up the line.
Hello, boss. Yes, I think this is the one you should see. Yes, finally realising they can't do everything on their own. You think there might be hope? Okay, laters. Come on then, I'm not just going to let you in, but you've got a long way to go. The important thing is nothing is impossible with God.
Thank you very much for that presentation of how difficult it is. Well done. It's very easy when we know our Bible stories to skim over the familiar words. How difficult it is for a rich man to enter through the eye of a needle. And you have Jesus' disciples saying, wow, this is a hard teaching. How are we to do that? And yet we often hear the words and go on about our lives. It takes a creative reimagining of the story for us to really reflect on some of those details. And it's wonderful to see this illustration that those who are simple of heart, who trust in their Lord Jesus, rather than in trying to pile up human achievements and wealth, are actually those who are following God. And Jesus says, follow me, and you shall have treasure in heaven. For many who are first will be last, and the last shall be first. Amen. We now come to a time of prayer.
Dear God, thank you for being with us even when we feel uncertain or afraid. Help us to trust you more each day, knowing that you have a plan for us, even if we can't see it. When things don't go the way we expect, remind us that you are in control and your ways are always good. Amen.
C.I.P. Dear God. Diddle, when in a heart, help us to pray, you're even more, we know we are dear, and you protect us, and that has been our friend. Amen.
Dear God, I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. I believe in love where feeling is not. I believe in God even if he is silent. The Lord in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Thank you for the people who help us in daily life. The firefighters, the teachers, the policemen, the MPs, and those who set the rules. And thank you for the animals who make our lives happier. Amen.
Father God, we ask for your grace for the world's leaders who are trying to change the situation between Israel and Lebanon. Help them to use their influence for good, to bring an end to conflict. And we pray for the families who have lost loved ones and homes on both sides of this conflict. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for our Tiger Club. We thank you for the lives of each of those precious young people who have come to be part of our church. We pray that you will be with them day by day, showing them your love and mercy in all that they do. Help them to grow in their faith and to continue being a blessing to us, and help us to be a blessing to them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for our church. We ask that you will help us to be a community and a family together. We thank you for all that is good within this building and ask that you will help us to draw in those who are not yet here with us, who live around us, our friends, our neighbours, and even strangers, that they may get to experience the joy and the mystery of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to say once again a very big thank you and well done to all of you for sharing with us the sketch that's reflected on the scriptures and for sharing your prayers, which are so precious in the sight of God. Encouraged by their faith, let us stand and confess our own, saying together, we believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
I'm going to suggest that we share the peace in just a moment. But normally, at this point in the service, Tiger Club is often across the road doing other activities and then come back and join us. So I know you don't know I'm going to do this, but I would like to ask you guys to go all the way to the back and to the front and say hello and shake hands with different people as you can. And those of you in your pews, say the peace with those next to you, but if you can, catch someone's eye that's a little bit further afield that you perhaps don't normally share the peace with. Let us be a family here together. So, let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace. Peace be with you. 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 Peace be with you, Oliver. Sorry. She's doing brilliantly. Our next hymn is number 935, and when it says, shout to the Lord all the earth, let us sing, let us shout and sing. God of wisdom, enrich our lives with the gifts of your Spirit, that we may follow the way of our Lord Jesus Christ and serve one another in freedom. We ask this in his name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue on page 5 with Eucharistic Prayer 1. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Would you please be seated? It is indeed right, it is our duty and our joy at all times and in all places to give you thanks and praise. Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. For he is your living word. Through him you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. Through him you have freed us from the slavery of sin, giving him to be born of a woman and to die upon the cross. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him you have sent upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us a people for your own possession. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. And so we pray as our Savior taught us, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith with thanksgiving. All are welcome to come forward to the rail to receive communion, but if you'd rather receive a blessing, please keep your hands down, and I would be glad to pray a blessing over. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. God, our Father, whose Son, the light unfailing, has come from heaven to deliver the world from the darkness of ignorance. Let these holy mysteries open the eyes of our understanding, that we may know the way of life and walk in it without stumbling. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So with hearts of joy, let us stand and sing our final hymn, number 362, Lord, the light of your love is shining.
Shine on me.
and they were bringing children to him, that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for it is to such that belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. It is so right and beautiful that these are the verses immediately before the story which we had characterized for us in our sketch. It is a real joy to have Tiger Club here in our church and to take part in our worship with us, to lead us, to inspire us, and to encourage us. I pray that we all will have hearts just like each one of them when it comes to standing before the Lord our God. And so as we head out into this week, with all that it shall hold, may I leave you with a blessing. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds like a child in the knowledge and love of God and of his only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you all this day and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.